Blog Talk Radio. Yane yanga nejone ko wo hail ka ye nejone ko wo hail ka ye nejone ko hail ka ye neo hotes yel has ago hail ka ye hoti yel has ago hail ka ye Nejone ko wo hail ka ye Nejone ko wo hail ka ye Nejone ko hail ka ye Neo na hasta be khaje hail ka ye Yode askas e be hail ka ye Nejone ko wo hail ka ye Nejone ko wo hail ka ye Nejone ko hail ka ye Neo Da tsikre go hail ka ye Tsistan nel go hail ka ye Nejone ko wo hail ka ye Nejone ko wo hail ka ye Nejone ko hail ka ye Neo Sote sendo sembel hail ka ye Ayash dokles hat hat ko hail ka ye Nejone ko wo hail ka ye Nejone ko wo hail ka ye Nejone ko hail ka ye Neo Sits is gar hanal ye go hail ka ye Sits is bits ka ho jo go hail ka ye Nejone ko wo hail ka ye Nejone ko wo hail ka ye Nejone ko hail ka ye Neo wo Kon sa ha kes bil hail ka ye Nahat a astopes hail ka ye Nejone ko wo hail ka ye Nejone ko wo hail ka ye Nejone ko hail ka ye Neo wo Nas ina yel yel bel hail ka ye Koto si hasem bel hail ka ye Nejone ko wo hail ka ye Nejone ko wo hail ka ye Nejone ko hail ka ye Neo wo Sahna ge holo ko hail ka ye Bik e ho shon holo ko hail ka ye Nejone ko wo hail ka ye Nejone ko wo hail ka ye Nejone ko hail ka ye
I am a human Haven't asked your but for so long Still the reason for hope Keep on holding on I am a human Well, I am a child like her And if you look into my eyes Deep down there's a light I'm not a Christian I'm not a Muslim I'm not a Jew It shouldn't matter to you I'm not a capitalist And I'm not a communist I'm not a socialist I'm not the politics Tell me are these the reasons you can't live right I am a human Haven't I suffered for too long Still the reason for hope
a human. Yes, I'm a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a soldier. I'm not a jihadist. I'm not a Buddhist. I'm not a Hindu. I'm not a white. I am a ooh. I'm not black.
100 years later, the Negro is still languishing in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. Now, have you ever wondered what that passage meant from Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech? I did, and what I found was one of the biggest secrets that's not really a secret at all, except to many African Americans, is they are not descended from Africans. I know, I was shocked too, so much so that I asked Africans, and they agreed African Americans weren't Africans. If you don't believe me, Google Arnoldus Montanus America and see the people he saw in 1671. Read books like The Black American Handbook for Survival Through the 21st Century by Radine Amin-Ra, What Every African American Should Know by Carrie Davis, and Africans and Native Americans by Jack Forbes. I just can't believe schools aren't teaching this stuff. What a travesty.
Kalito, greetings. This is L. Ross Smith today, and you are tuned in live to another episode of Reclaiming Your Heritage, Indigenous Philosophy, Part 1, Part Series. I'd like to thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight. And as always, I'd like to thank the ancestors for allowing me to use this platform and give out the information to my people and to the world, I say. Okay, all right, tonight, as by noted by the title of the show, Indigenous Philosophy, that is basically what we are going to be diving into. We're going to go into the whole thought process, go into the philosophy of the indigenous people of America and of the world. We're going to examine how they became so advanced and why we are not as advanced we were in the past. Okay. And as always, before we can move on, we first must understand what it is that we're trying to speak upon. We need to know the original and the correct meaning of words, etymology. So we're going to learn about indigenous philosophy. Okay. But what does philosophy mean? Well, philosophy, the etymology of the word, can be traced, just like any other word, back to its origin. Love of wisdom, okay? It's an old Greek, old French word. Okay. From Latin, love of wisdom, or body of knowledge, philosophy. There's a difference between knowledge and wisdom. Okay. Knowledge applied is wisdom. Okay. There's a difference between knowledge and wisdom. Wisdom comes from experience. Or you don't necessarily have to experience. You can know of it, all right? So it comes from the application of knowledge equals wisdom. And again, the origin of philosophy, original meaning is love of wisdom or the pursuit of wisdom, okay? As should be all our goals. B The Pursuit of Wisdom. And I have a book here with me tonight that is going to go exactly into indigenous philosophy. All right. The title of this book is called The Kabbalion. All right. The Kabbalion. A study of the Hermetic philosophy of ancient Egypt and Greece. For those of you who have missed my previous show, and especially my previous show yesterday, which was Tuesday, March the 14th, I dwelled into the histories of the Americas, the forbidden history, and simply uncovered the fact that ancient Egypt originated and was created in America. And what you now know as Egypt today became the second Egypt from a migration from the Americas to Africa. All right. Now, on this show tonight, on this Wednesday night, 15th, I'm going to read from the Kabbalion. And it's called The Three Initiates. Okay? Now, there are certain principles of the universe, all right, that are unbending. They're unyielding. And all physical beings are governed by these universal laws, these principles that govern man, aka womb man. Okay? And they're known by many names. Okay? The seven Hermetic principles, as they're going to be referred to in this book, upon where the entire Hermetic philosophy is based, are as follows. The principle of Sufism. Okay? That is a very key principle. And I want y'all to absorb these principles and the descriptions that I give. That way you can implement and begin to practice. Okay? This show is not for, a waste of breath or just to speak. Okay? This is actual implementation. Okay? And maintain and sustain the information, the knowledge. It's about the application of knowledge, which equals what? Tonight's show is based upon philosophy. Okay. Number one was the principle of mentalism. Number two is the principle of correspondence. Number three is the principle of vibration. Number four is the principle of polarity. Number five is the principle of rhythm. Number six is the principle of cause and effect. Number seven is the principle of gender. Okay. Now let's begin with number one, the principle of mentalism. The all is the mind. The universe is mental. Now this principle embodies the truth that all is mind. It explains that the all, which is the substantial reality underlying all the outward manifestations and appearances, which we know under the terms of the material universe, right? You know, the phenomena of life, matter, energy, okay, is spirit, which is in itself unknowable and undefinable, but which may be considered and thought of as an universal, infinite, living mind. It also explains that all the phenomenal world or universe is simply a mental creation of the all, subject to the laws of created things, and that the universe as a whole and in its parts or units
has its existence in the mind of the all, okay, in which mind we live and move and have our being, summed up within this saying, as above, so below, as within, so without. The principle, this principle embodies the truth that there is always between the laws and the phenomena of the various planes of being and life. Okay, and the grasping of this principle gives one the means of solving many a dark paradox and hidden secret of nature. There are planes beyond our knowing, but when we apply the principle of correspondence to them, we are able to understand much that would otherwise be unknowable to us. This principle is of universal application and manifestation on the various planes of the material, mental, and spiritual universe. It is a universal law. Okay. Number three, the principle of vibration. Nothing rests. Everything moves. Everything vibrates. Embodies the truth that everything is in motion. Everything vibrates. Nothing is at rest. Facts which modern science endorses. Okay? And that was known thousands of years ago by the masters of ancient Egypt. This principle explains that the differences between different manifestations, energy, mind, and even spirit, result largely from varying rates of vibration from the all, which is pure spirit, down to the grossest form of matter. All is in vibration. The higher the vibration, the higher the position in the scale. The vibration of spirit is at such an infinite rate of intensity and rapidity that it is practically at rest, or at least it appears to be, right? You know, just like a rapidly moving wheel, motionless, okay? He who understands the principle of vibration has grasped the scepter of power. Number four, the principle of polarity. Thing is dual. Everything has poles. Everything has its pair of opposites. Like and unlike are the same. Opposites are identical in nature, but different in degree. Extremes meet. All truths are but half truths. All paradoxes may be reconciled. You know what I'm saying? So basically, to sum it up, in just that small paragraph on the principle of polarity, you know, you could apply this same principle, you know, the same philosophy to these groups, these so-called conscious groups that were created, you know, the five percenters, right? You know, the Hebrew Israelites, right? You know, the Moors, the Hebrews, the other Hebrews, that's another sect that they don't really speak about, the Muslims. Right. All of these groups, they all have a certain amount of truth within them. However, they do not contain the whole truth. And there is no way that you will ever advance as an individual, as one on your own journey. You will never advance to your complete spiritual astral, mental, and physical ascent by belonging to one group or the other. Okay? That's impossible, and that will never happen because the initiate has its own journey that it must go alone. Okay? Isolation. It's elevation. Number five, the principle of rhythm. Everything flows out and in. Everything has its tide. All things rise and fall. The pendulum swings, manifesting everything. The measure of the swing to the right is the measure of the swing to the left. Rhythm compensates. You know, this is another beautiful law. Okay? That is seen and that can be applied in everyday life. You exert by jumping up, that you put your feet, that force that you exert from pushing against the ground will equal that force of how high you go. Right? So the stronger force that you have upon the ground, the higher you'll leap, right? Okay. But we're dealing with the principle of rhythm. You can look at the ocean if you've ever been to the beach. The tide goes in, the tide comes out. All right. That's a simple application. Principle, that universal law of rhythm. It is inescapable, immovable, ever present. Okay? Just like your chest, your heart, as your heart pumps that blood and you breathe in that air. And your lungs fill, your chest rises. It expands and contracts. See, that is another simple application of the principle of rhythm, that universal law. Number six, the principle of cause and effect. Every cause has its effect. Every effect has its cause. Everything happens according to law, chance for law, not recognized. There are many planes of causation, but nothing escapes the law. All right, this is dealing with basically or essentially the law that some people go by as karma, cause and effect. All right, which can be applied by lining up, you know, stacking dominoes close together in a line or a circle, domino over, and then you have that effect. But the cause was you pushing just that one domino, and that caused an effect, right? So everything happens according, so this is why it's very essential, it's detrimental that we go into law, that we overstand law, okay? So therefore, once you know law, you know thyself, because everything is all interconnected, governed by law. Today at our people, and you see the effect. You're looking at an effect of something that happened. You're not looking at the cause of our people. That's what we must go look at, the cause. And until you look at the cause, you will never find a solution because you're only focused upon the effect or the problem. And every problem has a solution. Mathematics to 9, geometry. Okay. Number 7, the principles of gender. Gender is in everything. Everything has its masculine and feminine principles. Gender manifests on all planes. And this is very important. It is present all throughout nature. Within a plant, there is a female and a male gender. There's a female flower, and then there's a male flower. And they come together, and they create fruit, which is the end product, fertilization, that happened from that male stamen that hits that female pistil within the flower, okay? Just like the lock is representative of that masculine energy, and the lock is the feminine energy. Put that lock in that key. Boom, doors open, baby. Just like that. And those were the 7 inescapable divine universal laws. Okay. Those were the principles that we went over tonight, and I plan on continuing tomorrow night. I'd like to thank you, everyone, for tuning in to another episode of Reclaiming Your Heritage. This is Indigenous Philosophy, Part 1. So I'll be on tomorrow, 10 o'clock p.m. Central Time Zone. Follow button just in case you want to get any updates and be notified in case I might do a different show or the times might change. With that being said, your identity is your most valuable possession, because without it, you are no one. Wanishi, thank you.
I am a human. Haven't I suffered for so long? Till the reason for hope keep on holding on. I am a human. Well, I am a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Muslim. I'm not a Jew. It shouldn't matter to you. I'm not a capitalist, and I'm not a communist, I'm not a socialist, I'm not the politics. Tell me, are these the reasons you can't live right? I am a human, haven't I suffered for too long? Still the reason for hope, keep on holding on. I am a human. Yes, I'm a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a soldier. I'm not a jihadist. I'm not a Buddhist. I'm not a Hindu. I'm not a white. I am a who. I'm not black. And I'm not